And we are live. What is going on, everybody? It is rock time. It is time to talk some music. It is our time to hang out with hopefully a ton of people hanging out, listening to our music news.
Yeah.
and some discussion.
A lot going on out there.
Yeah. I think I heard something about some folks doing some lives today. So we never know. You never know who's going to join in.
Right.
But yeah, so what's going on with you, man? What's going on?
Not much. Yeah, just kind of taking some I have a few days off of work, and so yeah, just kind of get some things done around here, and kind of just taking a break from work a little bit.
Oh, cool. Right on. So, yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing. Taking a break from work is good.
Yeah.
I've been just working. I'm ready for a vacation. Let me tell you that. I'm ready for a vacation.
How's the new job been? Like, since you started?
It's awesome, man. I'll tell you that the team I'm with is passionate about what they're doing IT wise. And I'll tell you, that's a huge deal when you're running IT. You know, working with a group that you really like to work with is just absolutely a blast.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on? Yeah.
Better environment. Time goes by quicker. You know, oh, yeah. If you got a good environment and good people to work with, I feel like it kind of goes by a little quicker.
Oh, absolutely. What's going on, Rex Reviews? What's going on, buddy? You know, I tell you that it's made a huge life difference for me, too. I think it's not so much the money. I mean, there is some money involved that's nice, but it is nice to be able to not be as stressed out. I was so stressed at the last job. I was working weekends, like all weekend long. It was crazy. I've never been in a job where it was that crazy. So just really happy to not be doing that anymore. So, yeah, extremely excited to be able to. So, you know, right now we have to talk desserts. We know that... we don't have a guest this week, which is fine. You know, it's just the odd week where we get to hang out and just chat. So we're going to do some music giveaway trivia later. But right now we're going to talk desserts. So dessert-wise, we're going to always hold it off to the end because we know that the superior master chef over here has surpassed. So I'm going to let you know that I brought a plus. So it's a bonus to try to top the chef. Let's see if I can top the chef. Let's see if I can do it.
Yo, Camo.
What's going on, Camo Cam? What's going on? So, I had cookies, chocolate chip cookies, so very plain. But these are those, like, they're not the Chip Ahoy. You know, they're actually homemade. So,
nice.
And then to top it, just to see if I could throw some extra, I got gummy worms.
You can't go wrong with the gummies, though. I mean, gummies are always good.
That's right. As long as there's
any kind of gummy worms, whatever. I mean, that's all right.
That's right. And these are not any special type of gummy worms. These are not special gummy worms. These are just gummy worms that are safe for me to eat and work appropriate. Gotcha. So let's go see your dessert, my friend.
It's probably still kind of warm, but it's. So I even asked my mom, I was, hey, what can I make like for dessert wise? She's like, maybe like don't do chocolate. Do like something like sweet and salty or whatever. So I did like it's like a margarita type bar or whatever. So it's like a little, you know, and there's a whole sheet, right? The whole like little cookie sheet of it. It's like just pretzel on the bottom, like pretzel crust and like a lime, lime in the middle. And I'm topped it with a little bit, you know. Lime, real lime. So,
all right, that's ridiculously good.
I probably actually say key lime pie, but it's just like, my goodness. It's called margarita bars. So,
That's awesome, man. That is awesome. That's really awesome.
Try that when it cools off.
Yeah. How cool is that? I mean, honestly, how cool is that? That is pretty cool.
Some recipes that come across though, like, have been really like easy. Like the little ice cream sorbet thing I made, fairly easy. I mean, three ingredients, and this was just, you know, just salt. I mean, the pretzels, condensed milk, and know, some sugar, butter, and lime. I mean, lime juice, all that stuff. That's just about it.
No, oh, that's cool.
What up, Billy Rogers?
Yeah, so yeah, Billy Rogers is exactly, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. Can, so, you know, ZZ Top, if you if you are a bearded man of any type, you know ZZ Top by their beards. And the bassist for ZZ Top passed away at 72 this week, yesterday, actually. So, yeah, Dusty Hill, absolutely one of the best, most influential bands. He had amazing riffs. There were, you know, he's a bass, he had that bass guitar, but he also had the vocals that were just all the songs that I think about when I think of LaGrange. I think him, you know, I'm thinking that's a classic, and that was Dusty Hill right there.
I did. I actually did. I wore the little trio, the Dusty Hill and the Gibbons today from Taylor.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's right. Really good. How crazy is that? That just happened to came out right at this time, which was almost like a celebration stint. Yeah. Amazing. It's an amazing loss. The one thing that you can say is that he on his, you know, I guess what he said is that he's going to he said the van has to go on.
Yeah, and that's what he said. That was like his dying wish kind of thing. He said to Billy, "Is that he wanted the guy to take his place, the drum or the guitar tech, and take his place and pretty much play on."
Right, and, yeah, and they Frank, have somebody. To help. They had
Frank Beard is like the guy that doesn't have a beard.
Yeah.
I thought that was always cool.
He just has the name. Frank Beard. I love it. So, and then, yeah, absolutely. So somebody brought up the other bit of news for loss-wise, Slipknot's drummer.
Yeah, Joey Jordison. Former drummer. Whatchamacallit? One of the founders of Slipknot. He was a former drummer because he had some health stuff going on, which is, I think, the reason why they did remove him from the band because of some health reasons that were going on at the time. So he had to take a hiatus, which, you know, it was a long hiatus. So the band kind of wanted to keep going, and they kind of went without him. They parted ways. So he kind of went on a little solo stuff. But, it's crazy. And at 46 years old.
Way too young. I mean, that's literally my age. And, I don't know what he passed away from yet. And I know that we know that Dusty Hill died in his sleep at 72 years old. And that's still fairly young in the game. You know, the guy was super healthy. You know, he's still rocking it on the stage. He did suffer from some sort of hip injury that was keeping him out of.
Yeah, the hip injury. And I know some people are saying that might've been probably just some kind of, something else going on with that as well, because I mean, that's what I got from it was a hip injury, and like, oh, he's gonna be out of a couple, because we're actually supposed to go see them in November 9th over in Tampa at the Hard Rock. And then my girlfriend's like, one of the members of ZZ Top passed away, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And yeah, it was crazy. Not sure knowing what he passed of yet.
No, and I've been looking for it. We'll let you know as soon as we hear from it. We'll definitely be posting something about it later this week. To me, I mean, I still play ZZ Top songs. When I'm sitting there jamming out, some of the best fun songs that I can think of are ZZ Top. The ones that I grew up in the 80s. And if you ever, there's a Netflix show on ZZ Top and how their beginnings and how they basically started from nothing. I mean, they were just a Texas band where they're talking about, I remember one of their stories that are from one of their, from their documentary was that they have like, they played to a band of like, they went to this place and they, when you first start out in the music world, you're going to like dive bars. You're going to places that any place that will let you play. And they said that there's this one guy, he's the guy. He says that he was the one guy. He showed up. He was there. They played their songs, and he was just the one guy that was there. And he's still like, when they come back into town, he's like, hey, there's the guy.
He's known as that guy.
The guy. There's that guy. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And this is the story, and this is a reason why we do the music interviews, was for the same reason why ZZ Top. Good bands need notoriety, and when we see a good band or we know of a good band, we will try to bring them to you. And most of the time, we're going to be brand, you know, we don't know whether these folks are going to make it or break it. Like, but I see like South for Winter, they're traveling around doing their thing right now. It's awesome. And they were on our stream, so it'll be fun to see their growth. But we do see that, you know, bands like ZZ Top, which have that amazing blues background, because that's where they really, when you talk about blues, ZZ Top was the epitome of a blues band that turned rock.
Right.
An amazing sound that they had. Amazing
any
sound.
Any song that you can listen to is just, you know, and they've been together 50 years. I mean, think about that. That's crazy.
That is 50 crazy.
50 years. Like that, they haven't played without a member on the stage for 50 years.
And it's been three guys. I mean, it really literally is three guys. And to be able to, I always thought they have such a big sound for three guys, but it was about amplification, some of some of the tools that they were using to be able to just really bring that dial that sound out to make it as big as it is for three guys. I mean, it's amazingly good. And the guitarist, I mean, honestly, those guys are from Texas, but they all played at different bands at different times when they first started up, and they just kind of came together and just knew how to jam together. And that's what I think that was the interview that they had for, I think it may have been Dusty Hill was like, oh, no, maybe it was the guitarist. They just brought him in and said, let's just jam. And that's how they knew, you know, that was what, you know, that was how they knew that they would be a good band together. So pretty awesome. Go check it out on Netflix. Rest in peace, Dusty. I mean, you're definitely going to be missed. Amazing, you know, amazing artist. And I don't think that you have the understanding of what it takes to be doing it that long. You know,
and that's what he wants to, that's what Dusty Hill wanted them to do, is just carry on the band and to have, I think his name is Elwood. Like Elwood Francis, I think, is the guitar tech or whatever that they want to bring in and let them play for, you know, for the time being. So, I mean, we'll see what the future brings and see how long, you know, they kind of keep it going for.
Yeah, for sure. What's up going on, Chris? What's going on, buddy? What's going on, Nicholas Z? It's good to see you guys all in here. So what else, what other news do you have? I mean, I got Slipknot's on the list. There is so many bands touring right now, but there's a lot of concern about the fact that COVID's going to shut it back down again.
Yeah, with the other strain of COVID or something like that going around. I haven't heard anything around here yet. I think I heard one of the guys I used to work with just got COVID. So
yeah, that's, we've known people again. Crazy. Yeah. And it's attacking more of the young folks. So definitely, you know, check it out. See what's best for you. I never push anybody into doing vaccinations, but check it out. It is a fairly successful if you do get the vaccination. I don't, you know, I'm not push it either way. Whatever your beliefs are, your beliefs. So just check it out and be, you know, be intelligent with your decision making. So that's all I ever say. You know,
Nick Z says, the hand pan, is that like the little drum thing that's like, it's got little things and like, it's called a hand pan or something like that?
Yeah.
It's got like whatever on top of some like spaceship looking like, but.
Yeah, you know, I saw one of those the other day on some guy was playing it. So if you watch Instagram, and I have a lot of musicians now on Instagram, and yeah, they're just, and it's so, it sounds really cool. It sounds really cool. I enjoy listening. Yeah. A lot of percussionists will play with different types of percussion. And that's what I love about that type of thing, is that percussion is so many different things in the background that you would know, like cowbell, you know, who would think cowbell would be something that you'd want to use in a song, but you know, Don't Fear the Reaper had it. Blue Oyster Cult. such a and no now is the more cowbell song.
Yeah, we need more cowbell. Gotta have that cowbell.
Do you know what's so funny? So I was watching a show, or I was watching one of those memes, and they were like songs that they do not want to hear at Guitar Center anymore. And that was one of them. That and Stairway to Heaven. Yeah, it was Stairway to Heaven. It was like Eruption. Everybody and their brother can play Eruption from Van Halen. What's another? Stairway to Heaven. Oh, what is it? I mean, it was like a list of like girls, girls, girls. It was hilarious. What was like all the songs that people are trying to bring in there, you know, some sort of riff. I'm going to play this riff for Guitar Center, for all the Guitar Center folks. I can't imagine that. I mean, I go in there, I'm trying to check out a guitar. I'm not trying to, let me see if I can impress the staff of the Guitar Center. Do you know what's so do you know what's so amazing is this? You can go into Guitar Center and it just makes you feel, I mean, all these guys that are working there are usually in some band, and it just, and all of them have the same inspirations to try to do something with it, right?
Right.
What is that? No,
like the whole Wayne's World joke.
That's right.
Where he goes in the guitar store with once a blade, once his guitar. He's playing Stairway. And he's like, he's got a sign in the music store that says "No Stairway."
So I'm going to say that I do know how to play Stairway to Heaven. I mean, if you're a guitarist, you know Stairway to Heaven. I try to keep it down from playing it. Right now, my new song that I'm trying to learn is Snow by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Okay. It's a really fast, really awesome little lick or riff that goes throughout the entire song. And then I'm also playing, learning to play Anastasia from Slash. So
okay.
The solo on that is incredibly good. I enjoy that type of any. He starts off, that whole song is really cool. If everybody doesn't know what that is, go check it out. It's Anastasia by Slash. And he starts off with like a really good melodious type of acoustic guitar, a classic guitar, nylon string guitar. And then he bridges it over into just a really cool solo riff. And then they just, I mean, I don't know who the singer is. I can't remember who it is. It's another famous singer that he has like he always does. It'd be Slash Band with somebody else singing. It's awesome. Yeah, that is a great song. Absolutely. Yep, that's who it is. Yep. Yeah, amazing song. And then the guitar riff is just a really solid scale piece that is very classical sounding, but it has some intricacy to it. It's fun to play. It's really fun to play. Those are the two things that I've been picking up recently. It's just like harder pieces. Yeah. Other than AC/DC, you know, other than AC/DC, I've been picking up AC/DC stuff for... Yeah, I picked up... What did I play? My kids were very tired of me playing Rock and Roll is not Noise Pollution.
Okay.
Yeah. Even though I butchered the name of the song.
So like going back to like the, if you worked at a guitar place, right? What song would bother you to hear that would, you know what I'm saying? That would be like, what songs would you say? Like, obviously you got Stairway. Obviously, you know, you got Eruption. What other songs you think would be on a list of songs like that?
Probably Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
True. Yeah.
Or Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. I would get really tired of hearing that all day.
Or was it Smoke on the Water?
Did it need a smoke on? Okay, swing, so I got a. So I got this funny story. So Christy literally thinks that that's all I play. Like she goes, every time I hear you play anything, it just sounds like more Smoke on the Water to me. And I'm just like, and so my friends will periodically just post a picture of somebody playing Smoke on the Water. They'll just throw a video onto Facebook and then tag Christy in it. I mean, it's been years of this because she just was like, every time I hear you play Smoke on the Water, that's all I hear.
Cam said Crazy Train. I think yeah, unless you
knew
the whole thing well, then yeah, don't play it.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. Did it. Yeah. So what do you get? So when you first start playing.
Chris plays a mean triangle. Like the dinner bell triangle.
Play the hell out of that triangle.
That's like the dinner bell triangle.
That's right. Everybody starts coming. Everybody starts trying to eat. That's awesome.
Oh, man.
So, you know what's kind of cool tonight? So, I'm going to let you guys in on a little fun thing that I'm doing later tonight. So, Mr. Gary from Chesapeake Beard Company is in town, and I am going to dinner with him and his wife. Well,
nice.
And Christy is. So, it'll be fun. I think awesome. Yeah. We're going to Texas Roadhouse. So, he comes all the way to Phoenix to go to Texas Roadhouse.
you can go see if he picked you up at Dixon. He went to the Dixon store.
Did you see that? Yes. No, I'm sure. I live right down the street from it. If I need to go get I go get my own. You know, it's the funny thing about Dixon is that they have, if you get into their store at a certain time, before you can get it before other people, and then you don't get the sold out. So they offer it, and it's pretty cool. I think it's awesome that they do that. That you can just go to the store and pick it up, but
they have one of those here
for Phoenix folks. Yeah, for Phoenix people, because there's only one store and it's in Tempe, Arizona. Yeah, you don't.
I feel like when they do a release, they only make like a certain. They make like a certain amount. Like I think I made like a comment one time. I was like, bro, just make like 10,000 of them or something.
Yeah.
Every time I go there, it just sold out. Like, Lord.
Oh, there we go. Here we got some new ones.
You live in Satan's furnace. Why do you need a flannel? But you can get bamboo ones, the little short sleeve ones.
That's what I'm going to be doing. Bamboo. That's exactly.
They're the bamboo ones I would get.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I'm going to go get. Now that I know that they're there, I bought a really cool flannel. And literally, Chris is right. You wear it like.
Yeah, because I have one.
Once for Christmas. Like, yeah. Like, you wear it once for Christmas.
I have one. And I got that for like. Near I think Halloween or something like that, Salem.
Oh yeah, you know what? I love Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac's amazing.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna go back to good 70s, 80s, Fleetwood Mac is really. And you know what? He played the coolest double. I think he had like a triple guitar. If I remember right, he had like a guitar that had like. So why do people always ask? Well, why would you have two guitars on the same guitar? What's the point of that?
Right.
And different tunings. That's why you'll drop D. So drop D is one of the most famous ones. If you listen to a lot of different Offspring, a lot of punk will use drop D, and a lot, some metal will too, but I'm more familiar with like the Offspring. A lot of their songs will play drop D. So you'll have one of their songs doing a drop D. And then you'll have the other one with the regular tuning, standard tuning, which is E. But this is what's so cool about Van Halen is that Van Halen had, like on his Frankenstrat, he had like a little thing that he would push that would automatically go to drop D.
Okay.
So if you want, yeah, it was actually, he had it custom built for him. I think he made it himself. Like that's why they called it Frankenstrat, because he had all these custom things that would like, just push this button, it goes to drop D. It's incredibly cool.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's cool.
Yeah, very cool. So let's see. Joshua Ricks is in the house.
Hello, Ricks.
What's going on, buddy?
It's easy to be addicted by Dixon's. I do want to get one of the bamboo shirts if they ever have in stock.
I'm going to go down there. What's going on, J. Cruz? Healthy Bearded's in the house. You know, I always give shout outs to one of my good friends. This dude was, when we went to Jersey, we had such a good time hanging out with we hung out me and him and Ken hung out the last night. We went to this awesome Italian restaurant and had such good food. So, you know, we're talking about food. Oh my goodness, the food was, I have a picture of Ken like with this cheese that was like unbreak. It was so good. It was that gooey cheese where you're pulling it off that pizza. Oh. Ridiculously good. Ridiculously good. So anyway, so, you know, I think people are interested in some trivia, and we got about half an hour. Do we have, before we go into trivia, do we have any other news that we have that might be interesting? I mean, there's so many summer tours going on right now. Do you know any good? You're doing what? So what are you going to? You said you're going to ZZ Top. Are you doing that Slipknot? I mean, Slipknot now, I don't know what they're doing since they lost their drummer, but he was an older drummer. So yeah, he was an older drummer.
I forget who they have now.
But they're going to be playing, and they have like a whole, like it's a festival show. There's like 20 other bands playing with them. What is it called?
Not Fest.
Is that what? Yeah, something not like Fest. That. Yeah. Foo Fighters. Do you know what I really like about the Foo Fighters is when they play a couple of their songs, they'll let somebody go on stage. Have you seen some of those where they let like Kiss Man? He's like, go look at it. And they just totally like kick Yeah. They don't ever let anybody. I've never seen one where it's like, this guy's embarrassing. You don't do it. So I think
Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains is doing like a solo album.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He released like a single from it, I think.
Yeah. Well, our friend Brandon B just released a, so our good friend Brandon who was on, he just released a new single. So go check him out. I think it's called Lightning. And then there's also that other group,
Hurricane Sugar.
Hurricane Sugar, you knew it. They just released a new video.
Awesome video. Yeah, that video is awesome. Yeah,
that is really cool. And you know what? That's what I love about LA. LA just has all of that creativity going on for it, you know?
Right.
It is so fun. So we totally appreciate, you know, everybody coming in. We're going to play some trivia here, and we're going to give a giveaway, and it'll be fun. I'm not going to let you know what the giveaway is till the end. Just going to let you know there is a giveaway, and it's going to be a good one. So we'll wait till the end. So
it's gummy worms.
It's gummy worms. So I'm giving away some gummy worms, some special gummy worms from Arizona. It'll have some jalapenos in it, some habanera. Okay, so we're gonna do music trivia, and the winner of the music trivia wins the giveaway for the night. And again, it's gonna be the surprise giveaway. Surprise giveaway. But I think you guys will like it, so it'll be really cool. So do you have questions? I will let James start off. I know he has some questions, and then do we have somebody who's going to tally, like anybody who wins? So whoever's wins each question. So I got a notepad up so I can type name the people who win questions. And we'll tally up, and then at the end, we'll announce the winner. Whoever gets the most trivia questions won will win the giveaway. So okay, James, what do you got?
Let's see. I'm trying to. If you want to go first, you can go.
Okay.
I'm trying to see which one I got.
So question number one, and this is close to my heart. AC/DC, the infamous classic rock band, I don't know why they say infamous, has a hit album that is in all black and has all black writing as well. It was composed, and this is an interesting thing, for a tribute to a band member. Interesting. Which album are we talking about? So, a all black AC/DC album. Anybody? anybody. Gotta wait. Oh, yep, there we go. Camo Cam. Yep. AC/DC Black and Black. That was too easy. That was too easy. But I didn't know it was a tribute, so I thought that was interesting. I thought that would maybe hook some people up because it was like a tribute to somebody. But yeah, it was a Back in Black was a tribute to who was the lead singer who died, unfortunately, too young. Do you know that, James? Are you a big AC/DC fan?
Yeah, I like their stuff.
Bon Scott. So Bon Scott was their original singer who died of basically of being drunk and what would they asphyxiation, but he got drunk in his car and threw up in his mouth and died of asphyxiation. So, okay, next one, sir. I'll let James go. So Camo Cam, good job on that, buddy. Good job.
Okay. Who claims to have given Led Zeppelin their name?
Oh, that's a good one. Camo Cam was all over that. He knew all the trivia questions. Bon Scott, yeah, he got it. But what is the question? What was the question? Repeat it again.
The question again is who? What drummer? What drummer claims to have given Led Zeppelin their name?
Oh, that's a good one. Google at work right now.
Silence.
Yeah. Silence. Let's see.
Yep. Camo Cam got it.
Camo Cam. Whoa. That's Keith 2-4-2. He's on it.
Keith Moon.
What is the story behind that? Do you have a story behind this? Is there like a story?
Just facts about it. I don't have any any kind of news behind it.
Oh, interesting. I just always wonder about the backstory.
Okay. I'll check it out. I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go. Okay. Who recorded the 1973 album titled Tres Hombres? This is a Google one. This may not be a Google one. Tres Hombres. Cam's Googling it. Yep, he's got it right.
Cam Google.
He's the guru of the Googles. He's got it. So ZZ Top, yep. ZZ Top is the answer to that one. So, okay. Go ahead, James.
Okay. Hold on, how do I say this? Jimi Hendrix was inspired by a dream in which he could walk on water for what song?
Ooh, that's a good
one. Jimi Hendrix song?
Camo Cam, Googling.
So
Googling. Let's see if we can get Jimi Hendrix else
was inspired by a dream in which he could walk on water.
Oh, yeah. Camo Cam had it just because he knew. He knew. I love the fact that he knew, actually, because we just did talk about him. Oh, there we go. Billy Rogers. Which one is it?
Camo Cam got it again.
Yeah, nice job, haze. Buddy. Camo Cam is kicking some butt right now. Good job. Billy Rogers had a good one, though. That's a good guess. So this is a question right now. We'll have a little break here a second. Best Jimi Hendrix song, in your opinion. Anybody out in the crowd, too, you can... Which one?
One of the songs I do like was If Six Was Nine.
Yep.
Great song. Six Was Nine. I mean, I like Purple Haze and stuff like that. Instead of everything, If Six Was Nine was good.
Yep. I am a big Voodoo Child fan, and I just like the big... I really like the intro. Right? Oh, Camo Cam's a music geek. Nice.
Camo's smoking Purple Kush.
Yeah. Smirkled. That's good. Cool. Okay, so we got next question. Okay. Ha 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 ha. The Led Zeppelin hit Stairway to Heaven was played live for the first time in which city? In It's a good one. Nobody's Let's see what people got. You know, Star Spangled Banner is one of the best Jimi Hendrix songs ever. I absolutely love that. Oh, close. Close, Camel Cam. Close. It's another city on that side of the pond, though. Another big city on that side of the pond in that same area, actually. You could say it is in the vicinity of that, yes. Another person that... It's another country, or, well, kind of a country, but it's part of... Birmingham, no, close. So it's not in England, but it is in a country right next to the west of England. The Camo Cam is close.
Fighting for this one.
Oh, they are. Oslo. Oh, close. Glasgow. Nope. Nope. Close. I will give it away. I will say that it starts with a B. And in the 80s, it was very controversial place. Had a lot of bombings in the Berlin at close. Wrong side, west. West of England. We're narrowed down to possibly in Ireland. There's some leprechauns that go to this place. Starts with a B. There we go. Camo Cam for the win.
Camel Cam has murdered everybody.
He's murdering everybody. Okay, good job. Good job, Belfast. Yep. Okay, go ahead. Next question, James.
I found this one kind of funny. Malcolm Young of AC/DC, when he was 15 years old, he had a job. What kind of job did he do? Or where did he work and what did he do?
Oh,
at the age of 15, before he, went on to.
Hey, Sober Chef Eric, what's going on, buddy? We're playing some trivia tonight. Thanks for joining. Billy Rogers. F you, buddy.
I caved and Googled it. So at the age of 15, I think after he was done with school or he left school, Malcolm Young worked as what? Or worked where, I guess you could say.
He's saying a film composer. That's a good question. Good guess, though. But so just anybody who happens, where is, so we're going to go, while we're waiting for that, they do come from Australia. So it's probably an Australian type of job. Maybe he's a kangaroo tamer. Could be.
No good. a cam guy. He worked at a bra factory.
Oh, that's crazy. That's absolutely
before
crazy.
Finding a fan, he worked with the sewing machine at a bra factory.
That's awesome. That's a great fact.
I thought that was funny to pull out.
Hey, so we're gonna go. Everybody in the crowd, we're gonna take a second. worst job or craziest job that you've ever had? So worst or craziest job you've ever had? You go, James. What do you got?
I've never really had a crazy job. I always worked in restaurants. So, I mean,
yeah, that's a crazy job. Really,
yeah. I mean, yeah, it is a crazy job.
I worked at a lingerie warehouse. I did. Oh, yeah. I worked at a lingerie. It's called Yandy.com, and they're here in Phoenix. And they needed extra help during holiday season for Halloween season. But most of the stuff that I did for that 4 weeks was stuff bras into packing labels and ship them off. You will not believe the things that I have seen in a, I mean, this place, I mean, it was like, I would say it had, you just can't imagine. It was there was a lot of costumes, don't get me wrong. And it was all the naughty nurse costumes and devil lady and witch costumes. But then their whole other section was just crazy amounts of lingerie and things. It was, and climbing up like metal shells to get to a lingerie label and to be able to pull it out and pack it and move it. Craziest job I've ever had.
What'd be funny is like you had the experience of like you come across a girl and you're like, hey, I made that. Hey, I made that. Looks good. I made that.
So sober chef Eric was Twinkle the Kid at a grocery store.
Twinkie
the Kid. That's awesome. I thought it
was Twinkle.
Twinkie the Kid. That's awesome. That is awesome. Oh my god. Yeah,
fired by asking a hot mom.
This is the funniest part about this. So Yandy.com did have models that came in before our shift. So I worked my full-time job and then I went and did this second shift. And there was like there was modeling stuff, and you'd see some of the ladies leaving. We didn't see any of the modeling happening, but we always saw the remnants of like lotion and crazy crap all over the place in their little shooting area before we started our shift. And I was always like, we just left. If we just come in an hour earlier.
I would love to have seen Eric at that time. Just at the time where he got fired. That's all. I'd be fine afterward. I would love to see him ask that.
Twinkie the Kid.
Twinkie the Kid. I will say, I take it back. I did work a second job when I was in my early 20s at a newspaper factory or newspaper place. I loaded the trucks and stuff like that when they did like their runs or whatever. I packed like newspapers into carts and trucks and stuff like that. It was like late nights for real sometimes. Sometimes it was like I got there at like 11 sometimes, and I think one time I didn't get out until like 5 in the morning or 6 in the morning. It was crazy. And then I had to go to work. Like I think I might have been off that day, or I had to work. I'm not sure. I forgot.
I think Sober Chef Eric has like the most interesting jobs. He was a DJ at a strip club.
Yeah. Bro, DJ at a strip club as Twinkie the Kid.
That was his DJ name. This is Twinkie the Kid.
Should have brought the outfit. Was that before or after? Was that after you got fired?
I was the model. You're right. You're right, Billy Rogers. I forgot to tell you that I was the model at the Yandy.com. People didn't buy much. Like, don't be like this guy. Buy these. And I was like the other guy. Do you remember that Saturday Night Live? It had like that one lady that like Vintaver, some of it. It was always the same clothes. Yeah. And she was like this big, husky, German looking lady. That was me.
So did you have a DJ name, Eric?
That's what we need. We need the DJ name for Sober Chef Eric.
Strip club's awesome, dude. Awesome job. Oh my god, the DJ, and look at all the hot girls. What more can you ask for? There you go.
Especially when you're young. When you're young.
I've had over 40 jobs since. That is crazy.
That is crazy. Wow. That is.
I don't even have enough time to go through all 40 of your jobs. So out of like the crazy, like what would be like the crazy out of the 40, what would be like the craziest?
I think Twinkie the Kid, Twinkie the Kid 40. Or DJ. That's crazy. Twinkie the Kid's a good one.
Yeah. Out of all 40, what would you say is like the craziest? Funniest would be, I guess, the Twinkie one. That'd be fun. That's Twinkie. The beauty of Ahad.
You know, the problem with these other ones are too easy. I'm looking at the questions. Some of them are like way too hard, and the other ones are like way too easy. We'll go with some easy ones because we know Camo Cam pretty much has this wrapped up. Which Guns N' Roses guitarist performs the guitar solo on Sweet Child of Mine?
Cam done one.
Yeah.
Cam already murdered people.
Yeah, he's already murdered. Cam's already. Camo got that one too. Good job, Camo Cam. We should do this again. This is fun, actually. I've really enjoyed this. This has been fun. See, we had the off. I think every once in a while when we have our off, like, no, but no musicians, we should do this again. This is fun. Izzy Stradlin. You know what? That's close. Close. Okay, James, what do you got? What's your next question?
What do I got? Let's see.
What's going on, Gary? We'll see. Mr. Gary Lewis is in the house. What's going on? Camo Cam is destroying on trivia tonight. Absolutely destroying it.
All right. What band was the first to advertise on a billboard?
Oh, that's a good one. That's funny, Billy Rogers.
Yep.
Beatles. What do you got? The Doors. No. Somebody had The Doors. Who else?
Silver Chef Eric got it. The
Silver
Doors.
Silver Chef. Nice. A new name is on the list. He has earned himself a gummy worm. Good job. Okay, so I actually will go with a more obscure one, and I actually really love this guitarist, and who wouldn't? But name the guitar-slinging musician who was referred to as God by band members.
We got Jimmy Page. We got Tom.
Ooh,
Tommy
that's Allen. Close. That's close. Joe Satriani. Close. Tony Iommi. I love Tony Iommi. He's good, though. Yeah, but good. Jimmy Page is probably the closest to this guitar, yeah, if you're thinking style-wise. And right now, you probably know him by his single act, but he did play with a band back in the day that was not named after him. Yep, there you go. Camo Cam had it. Eric Clapton. Yep. One of the best blues guitarists. Just amazingly good. Eric Clapton is one of the best guitar. He is really good. Superior. So I have to leave in like 8 minutes. Well, so we're going to do a few more questions, and then we'll wrap up. And then Camo Cam has convincingly beat everybody.
He literally has a song about cocaine, Eric. Cocaine.
Yeah. Santana was close. I like Santana too. He's a great.
They get a trophy for not
Googling. Camo Cam is absolutely right. He literally has a song about cocaine. Absolutely right.
Yeah, half baked says he's going to guess Axl Rose until it's the right answer.
It's Axl Rose.
All right, so I'll see if I'll get this one right here. Okay, so what band was kicked out of their own release party for starting a food fight?
This is gonna be good. Kicked out of their own.
Was kicked out of their own that release starting. Starting a food.
Oh, who we got? We got Green Day. We got Motley Crue, Van Halen. Yeah, it is getting close to dinner time, man. Van Halen. Ooh, Motley Crue, Green Day. So far. Man, this is going to be a good one. I would think Motley Crue, because back in the day, they were crazy. They were considered the crazy band. Do you know what's really kind of really sad, to be honest with you, is Vince Neil has lost his voice. I mean, have you seen any of the, like, whoa, Vince Neil, I think you're done, buddy. I think it's time to go.
Nothing so far. Nothing so far. All these bands obviously probably would be kicked out of starting Gwar.
I would guess Gwar would be
right. Gwar, there you go. Even Gwar, right? I'm prepared. Maybe they did. It just never was known that they did. I'm pretty sure they slung more than food, but okay, nothing so yet.
Give us a hint.
Oh man, what can I say? I think Gary would know it though.
Gary would already know it.
Gary, okay, I'll say Gary's in here. Gary had a scent, had a release of it, of the band.
Oh,
I'll say that.
Warrant. The Warrant's quite metallic is good. we have yet to have dinner, Dan. We are about ready to go in like 5 minutes. Me and Gary are eating.
Sober Chef Eric, got it. Nirvana. So I see Sober Chef
Nirvana.
Eric.
Nirvana.
First.
Have you guys seen the new, there's a documentary. Maybe it's not so new, but I went and watched it the other day on Kurt Cobain. And my stepson said, all of the Kurt Cobain are always like this crazy nonsense. You know, it's always nuts, Kurt Cobain stuff. But yeah.
Dan, what's wrong with y'all? He's so late. Well, I mean, what time is it there? It's only six, right?
Yeah, like, it's only six. Yeah. I was like, you know, I got to hang out with my buddy James tonight. We got to hang out and eat some, you know, talk about some desserts, do some trivia. So the last song of the night, which Camo band is famously known? Yeah, Camo Cam won. And I'll let you guys know in a few seconds. We'll do one more question. Which band is famously known to be the most dangerous band in the world? Actually, it says which band is famously known as the most dangerous band in the world in Rock Band Trivia. I don't know why the Rock Band Trivia got in there, but that's crazy. But yeah, Camo Can has killed it tonight. We will do this again, guys. We've talked about doing this maybe once a month or once every 2 months or something, just once, especially when we're kind of thinking the band may not have a band or somebody signed up. GG Allen. Slayer is a good one. Slayer is good, but it's not the right one. But Slayer would be the one. This is, so you got to think about this is mainstream 80s rock. Oh. So
wow,
this Striper. Is mainstream. So it gets rid of Striper, the Christian rock band. Dan had it. There we go. Dan has it. Guns N' Roses. Yep.
Oh, I see, you could have said Axl Rose, right? You could have said one of those.
Yeah. You could have had him.
You could have won Rose. You didn't even answer with Axl Rose. I thought you said that's what you're going to do. Lord have mercy.
What's going on, Zebra? What's going on? All right, Ozzy. You know, Ozzy would have been a good one too, but he's just a solo guy. So it was Ozzy's kind of a band and a. Yeah. I would have gotten Black Sabbath. I would have thought Black Sabbath would have been kicked out because Ozzy was involved in that. Okay, so who would he win?
I'll do one quick question.
Go ahead. One more.
So who's got the longest running fan club and won like the Guinness World Record for the longest running fan club? What band?
Oh, that's a good one.
Gary's
already said Mamas and Papas. Right
there. Maybe, I don't know. No, that's not it.
I'll tell you in a few minutes, the Mamas and Papas are going to be eating some steak. That's all I'm going to say. I'm looking forward to that. I haven't had a good steak in a while. Motley Crue. Let's see. Beatles. Beatles is a good one. Kiss.
Yeah. Longest running fan club. Yeah. Kiss Army would be a good guess too.
I would say Beatles too would be a good guess because my mom was part of the. But I bet you would probably. Is it further back? Is it further back? Is my question.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Further back, there's somebody who is known. Rolling Stones.
It started in 1973, I think.
No, interesting.
Yeah, Queen got it. Dan got it.
Good job. We should have had Dan come in a little earlier. He may have thrown up some.
Dan would beat Camo Cam.
He might have on this one. Yeah, Camo Cam came out. So he has his choice of two t-shirts from bands that we have actually interviewed. South for Winter is one of them. So go check it out, Camo Cam. And then you can IG me if you have IG. Yeah.
But it said at its peak, Queen, 1973, after the release of their first album, at their peak, it was 20,000 members deep
for
their fan club. And I think now it's down to like almost like about 10,000.
Wow, that's crazy. That's cool.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish. So Camo Cam has won a rock t-shirt from one of our bands. Hit me up, Camo Cam. We will get you your rock t-shirt. And we definitely want to help support our band. So we're buying it. It's on our dime. We'll buying one of the t-shirts. So we have several people that have come out there that have merch. And I will tell you some of my favorite. Dusty Bo has his own merch store. I'm not sure if it's up and running, but I'm sure he has some merch. And then South for Winter, I love their artwork on their t-shirts. Absolutely amazing. Nick H was able to win one of those early on. Really awesome. But Camo Cam, hit me up. We are the Tasty Licks Interviews on Instagram. And I'm going to go eat. I got a steak waiting. Calling my name. I got some of those rattlesnake bites waiting for me. We're gonna have a good time. His first guess was wrong. That's funny. So, thank you guys for coming in. I mean, we just had a great night. This was probably one of the best turnouts we've had for our show. We totally appreciate it. We'll have to be throwing this in a little bit more often then, I guess. Just really enjoyed it, and thanks Dan for coming. Thanks Gary, everybody else. Camo Cam, definitely we appreciate the work. Billy Rogers, Sober Chef Eric, good to see you, Zebra. Totally appreciate everybody. Half Baked Bearded, totally appreciate you guys coming in tonight and enjoying this night with us. So I'm off to go eat.
Gary said, hurry the hell up.
Yeah, I got to go see if the other half is right. But what is any last words, James? What do you got going on?
No, it's been fun. I didn't know how tonight was going to turn out. I didn't know if it was going to be a little dead or whatever, but yeah, it turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah, this was actually the perfect. This was perfect. Yeah, totally fun. We'll do this again. So we will see you all on the flip side next week. We probably have another band coming, so another musician coming in and enjoying it. I'm going to try to throw out. So last week, and I think I shared this with James, my dad, who was on last week, did a little song for us. And then what he showed us, he did the Pro Tools and he recorded it while he was there. And then he orchestrated it and turned it into a full-blown symphony. So sympathy. It was full-blown sympathy.
Full-blown sympathy, rather.
Yeah. So he threw it into, and it's a beautiful song. It's on his SoundCloud. If you guys can look for Andrew Peters, it is on his SoundCloud currently. But we will be sharing that sometime soon on just a regular, just like video that we just release and upload to show you the. I mean, it blew my mind. I mean, you heard it, James. I was
If you haven't checked out that live out, it's definitely a good. You can definitely get a good laugh and a good. some good entertainment actually with the music. It was really that's a genius.
Yeah, that's what I. You know what's so funny is I talked to him. I can't. So like the next week he was like, "What are people saying?" And I'm just like, "People said you're amazing." Yeah, and I'm like, "Yeah, you're still my dad. You know, you're still my dad." I'm not gonna let you get that big of a head.
Right.
Okay, guys, we'll see y'all later. Thank you guys for much. Rock on, guys. Yeah. Rock on. We totally appreciate it. It was great to hang out. And I'm going to go eat some steak and with Mr. Gary. We'll have a good time. We'll talk to you soon.
Peace.
Rock on.